WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. Bryan police are investigating the Christmas morning shooting of a Chihuahua. What's known so far is the dog got out of its yard when it was shot and killed. The weekend after Christmas included 14 burglary reports to College Station police. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says to keep a lookout and report any suspicious activity, which led to an arrest in the parking lot of Post Oak Mall.
They were able to link him to the vehicle burglary in the mall parking lot, and he was found in possession of some stolen items from a vehicle burglary from Houston that had previously been reported.
12 of the 14 locations were homes and apartments, and 7 more burglaries were reported yesterday in Bryan and College Station. Animals seeking warmth from near-freezing temperatures resulted in a pair of power outages yesterday. At the Brazos County Courthouse, County Judge Dwayne Peters says a raccoon got into the basement's electrical panel, which was open due to construction.
A raccoon somehow got into the basement and climbed onto that panel, electrical panel, and fried there, and it set the alarms off.
Peter says the power was turned off to remove the animal and to clean the area where it came into contact with electrical lines. A second power outage that affected about 115 BTU customers around Welburn for about 2 hours was attributed to a squirrel. The Bryan Aquatic Center will be closed at least through today for unexpected repairs to the pool heating system. The pool was already scheduled to be closed Thursday for New Year's Day. An Amber Alert for a missing child whose mother was found dead. Houston police this morning are looking for the 14-month-old boy. He's believed to be with his father, Timotheus Lavastavian Pack, who's about 40 years old. Authorities say Pack may be driving a 2006 green Chevrolet Suburban with Arkansas plates. Today marks a week since former President George H.W. Bush began his latest hospitalization as a precautionary measure after experiencing shortness of breath. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the president's breathing returned to normal yesterday. The holidays have included a pair of deadly fires. Near San Antonio, 5 were killed and 17 were hurt at a senior high-rise. The cause of the fire at the 11-story Wedgwood Apartments in Castle Hills has not been determined. And in Victoria, a space heater in a bedroom may have ignited materials, resulting in a house fire that killed a 6-year-old boy, critically injured his 7-year-old brother, and led to minor injuries to 2 other children. Wendy Davis says she regrets expressing support for the open carry of handguns. She supported legislation last year to allow college students with concealed handgun licenses to keep weapons in their cars. The position put her at odds with the Democratic Party. Governor-elect Greg Abbott has said he'll sign an open carry bill into law if legislation comes to his desk. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cool and getting cooler. That's the story as we head closer to New Year's Day. We'll have clouds today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be 50 to 55. Lots of clouds. Breezy tonight. Lows are going to be 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of only 45. Tomorrow night, cloudy. There's the chance of a few showers. Lows near 35. Rain at times for Thursday, New Year's Day. High temperatures only about 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we were talking about the Wakey app a little while ago. We'll read you this. It's a first-person story from Michael Franco of Crave. He'd written in CNET about this back in September. He said, I'm fast asleep. A steady pulse draws me out of the deep dream, and I fumble for my phone on my nightstand. Is it my mom in New York, my nephew in Hawaii? Nope, it's a woman I've never met before in England telling me it's time to wake up. This is day two of my experiment using an app called Wakey. Wakey, released earlier this month, again, this was in September, and billed as the social alarm clock, is available free, both Android and Windows. The app is simple. After you install it on your smartphone, you're asked to enter your phone number so an automated service can call you back to verify that it's a valid number, and after that, you enter your age and gender, and you're good to go. You set an alarm for the morning, and at that designated time, a real, live person who has signed up to be a waker gives you a call. He said, before I go any further, let me get something straight. I'm not a morning person. I don't like talking in the early hours of the day to anyone. So when my editor asked me to test out this app, it's more than a little apprehension involved, but you know, journalism. A big chunk of my nervousness fell away on the first morning I used the app. An enthusiastic and thickly accented voice on the other end of the line at 7:30 said, hey there, I'm calling from Spain. It's time to wake up, man. Following immediately into my I can't speak before noon mode, I thanked the guy and told him to have a nice day. He quickly said, no, wait a minute. Where are you right now? I'm calling from Spain. I told him I was based in the United States in North Carolina, and that seemed to please him. He said, well, have a good day now and get to work. There you are. Calls on Wakey only last 1 minute, so things never get too awkward, and there aren't too many opportunities for long pauses, a fact I found very comforting. I have to admit that after that quick chat with my friend in Spain, I was more awake than I was normally when I'm slapping the alarm clock off or swiping at my phone. On the second morning, a much less enthusiastic but completely pleasant woman from Sheffield, England called. This is your wake-up call, she said with a British accent. She asked where I was, I asked where she was, and we were done. We didn't make that one-minute mark. Part of me was relieved about that, but I have to say part of me kind of wanted the conversation to go on a bit longer. What was happening to me? Anyway, then he said the next day he got a call from two people because he'd set up a backup alarm, which apparently you can do on Wakey, too.
So. I don't believe I want that.
You can go zero to awkward pretty quickly. I think we've done it in less than a minute.
Oh, yeah. No, we can do it in one phrase. Yeah, I could go awkward in one phrase. Anyway, so, all right, and coming up in a minute, the history of Gubb. And we've gotten to the bottom of this Argentinian president deal, too. So, I mean, it's rather busy for the next to last day of the year. And so it's time to find out what's going on the next to last day of the year at the Humane Society. And Lee is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well.
Great. What do you have for us today?
Well, we are open today. However, we are not tomorrow, and we are not on New Year's Day.
So this is your last day.
Yes. This is our last day of the year. So come by. You know, we're hoping to get a few more adoptions done before the end of the year. I know there's some vet clinics that are still doing spay-neuter surgeries for us tomorrow.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, yeah, we can definitely possibly get that done for you. And then starting January 16th, we have our Pitbull Wellness Program that we did last year. It's open to the first 25 pit bulls that come into the building with their owner, of course, not on their own. They come in and they are not yet spayed or neutered. You purchase a microchip for that animal. We then give you a voucher, and that voucher is good for a spay or neuter, a rabies vaccination, a heartworm test, and a Brazos County tag. Yes, I said spay or neuter.
My goodness.
So great opportunity
what
there.
What a package.
It's open to Brazos County residents only. So if you have a pit bull, come on by, get them microchipped, and then we'll get you that voucher, get you scheduled at a vet clinic. And the vet clinics have really worked with us to get this done. We did it last year, and again, we're going to do it this year. That's the first 25 starting the 16th of January. So it took us, I think, about a couple of days to get all of them done last year, and hopefully we can get that done even sooner this year.
Good plan.
It's going to be an interesting event. My neighbors participated in that last year, which I was very grateful for.
On a personal note, yeah.
I took the flyer over to them today.
Look at this.
It's a great program and so forth. The number one animal that we see that we have the hardest time placing are pit bulls, pit bull mixes. horses. For whatever reason, there's a lot of stigma, obviously, around the pit bulls. Apartment complexes, a lot of them don't allow them. A lot of landowners that rent their property, they don't allow them either. So it's definitely something that's much harder for us to place. So if we can overcome that little bit of population excess, that would be great. In any animal, of course. Just a couple of save the dates. October 24th, Wienerfest 2015.
We've got to really save the date out
yes.
there. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
April 11th, that's why I said no, I was going to start with April. That makes more sense. But April 11th is Adopt-a-thon, a little earlier than usual. That is open to pet rescue agencies, pet-related businesses that want to come out and have a booth. We have agility demonstrations, search dog demonstrations, all sorts of that kind of stuff. So even if you already have a pet and you're looking to just kind of come out, have a family fun day, that's out there. That'll be from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and they'll also have the vaccination clinic that usually runs till 2. So that's rabies vaccination and heartworm tests along with that county tag. So we'll get more information as that we get closer to that. Fireworks are going to happen probably on New Year's here, so keep your dogs inside. If you're going to let them fireworks off, let your neighbors know, especially if you know they have pets. Mm-hmm. 4th of July is the number one day we have for intake, and then we go follow suit with New Year's.
Sure.
So keep that in mind. Keep your dogs and cats secured and so forth. And again, we're closed tomorrow and the new year, and we'll be back open on Friday and Saturday.
All right. Very good. Thanks a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's Leah here from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and we visit them every Tuesday. And also with the folks from the Chamber, and Lucia's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What do you have for us?
We have our business after hours kicking off again on January 15th at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest from 5:30 to 7. So if you haven't come and checked out all the new things they've done, come and do that. It's a great networking event. And then we have our annual Economic Outlook Conference at the Hilton College Station on January 28th. The title sponsor for that is Wells Fargo, and the City of College Station is our hospitality sponsor. We have corporate tables for $6.50 and individual tickets for $75. And then they are already starting to get ready for the Austin delegation trip to the state legislature.
Uh-huh.
And that's sponsored by Regency Apartments. That's February 3rd and 4th in Austin. It's $100 per person, and lodging is on you. And then we do have a few ribbon cuttings. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting at Vista College, January 7th, 11:30 to 12:30 at 2704 South Texas. And then we have a ribbon cutting at Wells Fargo Advisors, January 6th from 4:30 to 5, 1716 Briarcrest. And then the local, a new Southern Comfort Food and Wine Bar in downtown Bryan, January 9th, 4:30 to 5. That's 201 South Main Street, Suite B. And that's it.
Okay, very good. Well, have yourself a good start to the year, and we'll visit with you again in the new year, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. We visit the folks in the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. The history of the Gub in just a minute.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Come celebrate a night in New Orleans at Messina Hoff Winery as we ring in the new year. Savor a four-course meal, a decadent dessert bar, and a night of dancing. Enjoy an open bar of Messina Hoff's award-winning wines. Go to messinahoff.com for pricing and book your reservations today.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning, 819, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Well, you know, we talked about stories about guns for years here, and we just decided we would take a different tact. And so the movie Take the Money and Run came out in 1969, and Woody Allen is a bank robber, and he walks into the bank.
What does this say?
Can't you read that?
I can't read this. What's this? Act natural.
No, it's just Please put $50,000 into this bag and act natural.
It does say act natural.
I am pointing a gun at you.
That looks like gub. That doesn't look like gun.
No, it's gun.
No, that's gub. That's a B.
No, see, that's an N. It's G-U-N. It's gun.
George, would you step over here a moment, please? What does this say?
Please put $50,000 into this bag and act natural. What's app?
Act.
Does this look like gub or gun?
Gun.
See?
But what's app mean?
Act. A-C-T. Act natural. Please put $50,000 into this bag. Act natural. It's not...
Oh, I see. This is a holdup.
Yes.
May I see your gun? Well, you'll have to have this note initialed by one of our vice presidents before I can give you any money.
See, I'm in a rush.
What?
I'm in a rush.
I'm sorry, but that's our policy.
Yeah. So that's how I got go. I know. It's a long way to go, but what the heck. All right, it's 8:21. We'll talk about the president of Argentina in just a little while.
We may see early losses on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks will start out a little lower this morning. The energy sector could be a drag on the market with oil prices continuing to fall. There's a report Microsoft is developing a new web browser. ZDNet says the browser, codenamed Spartan, will be more than an upgrade to Internet Explorer. Many users have turned away from Explorer. The Wall Street Journal says Google Chrome has surpassed IE as the nation's most popular web browser. Ford and AccuWeather are teaming up to bring more weather information to drivers. The company says drivers who select MinuteCast on their sync systems will get minute-by-minute forecasts based on their exact location. Americans did some cleaning out and unloaded thousands of unwanted DVDs, CDs, and video games during the holiday season. Declutter.com says the most unwanted CD this year is Backstreet Boys Millennium. The most unwanted DVD, Pirates of the Caribbean. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent. For office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more. You just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 800-98-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 800-98-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Go to dealers.com.
Texas A&M, for the first time in school history, was won four bowl games in a row as they went to Memphis, Tennessee to play in the 56th annual AutoZone Liberty Bowl in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. 45-37 was the final. At the conclusion of the game, quarterback Kyle Allen of the Aggies named the most valuable player in voting by the media. The outstanding offensive player for the Aggies, Trey Carson, carried 25 times, 133 yards, the first time in his career that he'll go over 100 yards rushing. Trey Williams, 11 carries, 86 yards. Malcolm Kennedy, 7 catches, 82 yards, 2 touchdowns in that one. Kyle Allen went to the air 35 times. He completed 22, threw for 294 yards and 4 touchdowns for Texas A&M. The Aggies for the day, 529 yards of total offense, 235 rushing, and 294 passing. They win it over West Virginia, 45-37 in a matchup of the SEC and the Big 12. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
The Happy Honda Day sales event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on remaining 2014 Accord, Civic, and CR-V models. Or choose the new model year 2015 Odyssey or Pilot and get 1.9% for up to 60 months. Plus, all 2015 models come standard with rear-view camera. So hurry in for the best selection during Happy Honda Days going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Well, I did it again. Had just a little too much turkey. Must have been the turkey. Certainly couldn't have been the pie. How about you? Overdo it this year? Is it time to stop making excuses and get serious about dropping a few pounds? Yep. I understand. And you know, that's what's so special about Dr. Steelman's home diet from the Activate Company. It's the doctor's office diet that you use at home. Now, unlike some weight loss programs, it adapts to your lifestyle. Thousands of people have done it, and I'm one of them. Do you know 91% of the people who have tried this diet have lost weight and said it's the easiest thing they have ever done to lose weight? It's a plan that works like no other, and you can only get it at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411. If you're a real football fan, then you know that the football resume of Hall of Fame lineman Leo Nominelli is just about as good as it gets. Heck, his nickname is just about the best, Leo the Lion. Now, one thing that Leo always knew is that for a fairly big guy, he was fast. In college, he anchored the sprint relay team, which is pretty remarkable when you consider that the 6'3" Leo tipped the scales at 260 pounds. And you might guess that kind of size and speed attracted a lot of attention, especially among football scouts and coaches. So it really wasn't a big surprise when he was approached to play professional football. Well, Leo did turn pro, and he was the first draft choice of the San Francisco 49ers. Turned out to be one smart move for the 49ers. Leo started his first game, and then the Niners couldn't get him out of the lineup. Believe it or not, Leo played every 49er game for an amazing 14 seasons. But what makes it even harder to believe is that Leo played both ways. On defense, he sacked the quarterback, and on offense, as a bulldozing offensive blocker, he kept the other guys from sacking his quarterback. What's more, Leo was one of the few players to ever win the All-NFL recognition on both offense and defense. Leo was an All-NFL 6 times, 2 years on offense and 4 years on defense. Off the field, Leo was known as one of the nicest guys around. Teammate and legendary quarterback Y.A. Tittle said that Leo was the kindest, gentlest, biggest, tough man you'd ever want to meet. But because in his day, football players didn't earn the enormous salaries they do now, Leo needed an off-season job. So he joined the world of professional wrestling, where he set a record at the time for the biggest gate ever for a wrestling event against Lou Thesz, the reigning world heavyweight champion. But what really attracted our attention, and I think might surprise you a bit too, is one more item. It's a little-known fact that with all the accolades, awards, and success that Leo Nominelli gained in his football career, he was anything but experienced. And that makes him all the more amazing. You see, Leo had never played one down of high school football in his life. And the first football game he ever even saw was also the first game he played in.
With drones all but selling out this Christmas, today, government bureaucrats are going crazy. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate workgroups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers, and now it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text, but the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers, and printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform.
Drones were the surprise gift hit this Christmas. And today, all those government bureaucrats who are itching to pass volumes of new laws to regulate them are literally going nuts. Just Google the phrase, Christmas drone crash. You'll find hundreds of videos of new drone pilots attempting their first flight, most end badly. And make no mistake, the bureaucrats will win. Of course, some regulation is needed. After all, we still have cases of dumb nitwits shining lasers in pilots' eyes. But here's what you need to know right now. Some regulations are coming very soon, more over the next year. If you're any kind of currently licensed FAA pilot who flies a hobby drone recklessly, say, for instance, if you get too close to another airplane or airport, whether you meant it or not, the FAA will deal with you much more harshly. Be sure to watch the video at knowbeforeyoufly.com. Keep up with the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Is 8:32. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Wild animals looking for warmth yesterday morning got too close to high-voltage electrical equipment. Both lost their lives, and power outages that followed caused inconveniences. The Brazos County Courthouse was shut down thanks to a raccoon that was found fried in the basement electrical panel. County Judge Dwayne Peters says they found the critter while looking for the reason the fire alarm was activated. And it looks like we're going to lose our audio for just a second. We'll try to bring that back up for you real quick.
Do we need to go to a break?
I think I got it rather quickly this time. And here's County Judge Dwayne Peters. One more second. And yes, the reason the fire alarm was activated.
They were able to determine that there wasn't an active fire in the courthouse, and they were able to identify it down to the basement in the electrical system, but they weren't able to determine what the cause was without shutting the electricity off, which means that the whole courthouse is shut down.
And in the Welburn area, BTU reports a squirrel caused an outage lasting more than 1 hour and affecting 115 customers. College Station police received 14 burglary reports last weekend. 12 of the cases were at homes and apartments. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one prevention tip is not leaving boxes along the curb for an extended period.
Know when your bulk trash pickup is for your neighborhood, and then not put it out a week in advance that you got a nice 60-inch TV and leave the box out of the curb, because that tends to make it a target.
And Flieger also reminds those still shopping to lock valuables in their trunk and to be aware of your surroundings, which aided in an arrest last week of someone caught breaking vehicle windows and stealing property. Seven more home burglaries were reported in BCS yesterday. In Bryan, police investigations include a dog being shot and killed on Christmas morning. What's been released so far is that the shooting took place after a chihuahua got out of its yard. Unexpected repairs is the reason the Bryan Aquatic Center is closed, at least through today. It will reopen once the pool heating system is working again, with the exception of New Year's Day, where the center will be closed for the holiday. Authorities have issued a statewide alert in their search for a missing child whose mother was found dead. The Amber Alert was issued this morning as Houston police and other law enforcement personnel look for the 14-month-old boy. He's believed to be with his father, Timotheus Lavastavian Pack, who is about 40 years old. The Texas Center for the Missing says the child's mother was found dead in Houston early this morning after previously texting that she had been shot. 26-year-old Angel Jackson had been last seen Christmas Eve. Authorities say Pack may be driving a 2006 green Chevrolet Suburban with Arkansas plates. President George H.W. Bush spent another night in the Houston hospital. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the president's breathing returned to normal yesterday.
He's 90 years old, and he's a former president, so they've been a little extra cautious with him. But all signs are pointing in a positive direction here, so we're very pleased about that.
Today marks a week that Bush was hospitalized as a precautionary measure after experiencing shortness of breath. It will be 2 weeks tomorrow that a Central Texas television meteorologist was shot. Yesterday, Patrick Crawford of KCEN-TV wrote a message on his Facebook page, which you can read on our website, WTAW.com. KCEN reported Crawford was released from the hospital last Saturday, 10 days after he was hit by 3 rounds. The suspect remains at large, and a reward fund has grown to $20,000. The holidays have included a pair of deadly fires. Near San Antonio, nearly 80 residents of a senior high-rise remain unaccounted for but are believed to be away for the holidays or are staying with family. Fire Department spokeswoman Laura Jesse says the cause of the fire at the 11-story Wedgewood Apartments in Castle Hills, which killed 5 and injured 17, has not been determined.
They have narrowed it down to the third floor, and that is based on witness statements and then also just their own initial investigation.
And in Victoria, a house fire killed a 6-year-old boy, hospitalized his 7-year-old brother in critical condition, and resulted in minor injuries to 2 other children. The Victoria Advocate reports a space heater in a bedroom may have ignited materials. Former gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says she has some regrets.
According to the San Antonio Express News, the Fort Worth Democrat says she regrets supporting open carry while on the campaign trail. She says that, quote, wasn't really in keeping with her actual views. Davis' support of legislation last session to allow college students to keep weapons in their cars didn't jive with the Democratic Party. Lawmakers meeting next month are poised to consider open carry. Some groups want the right for licensed gun owners. Others want it for everyone. Incoming Governor Greg Abbott says he'll sign an open carry bill should one pass. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A White House representative recently visited San Antonio to speak about the increase in property crimes against the elderly. Assistant Secretary for Aging Kathy Greenlee says what she calls elder fraud is vastly underreported.
Only one in like 23 cases are ever reported, and this is for basic physical abuse, neglect. If you look at financial exploitation, it's higher. It's about one in every 44.
Greenlee says 15% of senior citizens are victims of financial abuse, and often the person behind the scam is a family member. Finally, if you're allergic to peanuts, check your fridge for processed meat products that are the subject of a recall.
Adams Flavors, Foods, and Ingredients had issued a recall due to an undeclared peanut protein in cumin products. As a result, San Antonio-based Garcia Foods is recalling more than 190,000 pounds of pork products due to the misbranding and undeclared allergens. Also as a result of the ingredient recall, Dallas-based JB Sausage is recalling about 46,000 pounds of chicken and beef products. Finally, HEB Meat Center in San Antonio is recalling 84,000 pounds of pork products. The products were shipped to HEB retail locations and the Garland Independent School District. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 8:38. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news coming up today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Are you troubled by painful and healthy varicose veins or spider veins? Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center, the leading authority in vein care. Varicose veins are the number one cause of restless legs and night cramps. As the end of the year approaches and insurance deductibles are lessening, now's the time for vein evaluation and treatment. I'd like to thank our many loyal patients for their support in voting us best of Brazos every year. You can ask our patients how remarkable the technology of vein care has evolved. Call our office at 696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Good morning. It's 841. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 52. During the overnight hours, it'll be mostly cloudy. Breezy at times, low near 34. For New Year's Eve, during the day, we'll have plenty of clouds around. We'll have a high near 42. At night, it'll be cloudy with a chance of showers, especially after midnight. We'll have a low of 36. And to kick off the new year, it'll be cloudy with a chance of showers, especially in the afternoon, with a high near 42. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, sometimes we just have to trust these news sources. Again, we were talking earlier this morning, rumors that are out there, and what part of them are true and which aren't. And I'm listening to the Wall Street Journal report, and they were talking about the most thrown away DVDs and DVRs.
Yep.
Or CDs and DVDs.
I heard that one too.
I mean, I went back to listen again so I could get their sourcing on it. That's how much I thought it was important for our audience to know that. And they referenced declutter.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there ain't one of those. Or they've got one, but it doesn't have the list of... Because I wanted to find out what could be worse than being the second most thrown away DVD or CD. I mean, I guess you get some sort of distinction being number one. People can go, yeah! It was Pirates of the Caribbean DVD.
Right.
And something by the Backstreet Boys.
Millennium.
Okay. Because they all sound alike, does it matter? Was the most thrown away. So I guess what it is people as they declutter. But again, for the life of me, I couldn't find it. I looked for that. I went to the Wall Street Journal website. It wasn't on in this morning's paper, so I don't know where they got it. But that's fine. All right, let's move on. So we decided to find out about this this president of Argentina adopting the boy, okay? Again, earlier this morning, the report out there that the female president of Argentina had adopted a boy to fight the werewolf curse because he was the seventh son of a seventh son, and according to Argentinian or at least Central American or South American folklore, the seventh son of the seventh son becomes a werewolf unless they are adopted into a new family. So, here's the real story. Well, first you start with, you know, a rumor, which is always fun. But you got the president of Argentina, so that's neat. You add adoption, then you throw in a Jewish werewolf, and that's your story. The deal is the adoption is a government-sanctioned tradition aimed at dispelling a myth that many across Latin America still believe, and that is the seventh son of a seventh son is destined to become a werewolf. Girls don't have to worry. So Fernandez de Kirchner posted photos on her Twitter account explaining why she took the young boy as her godson. The stigma of the seventh son is one countries in the area have dealt with for centuries, according to the Washington Post.
Bless you.
in the 19th century, families would abandon or kill a seventh son, as a matter of fact.
Holy cow.
According to a story, in the Independent in 1907, the Argentinian government began what would become a tradition of having the country's president adopt a seventh son, kind of like freeing the Christmas, the Thanksgiving turkey, okay? The practice, restricted to Catholic children, officially established by decree in 1973, the same year that seventh daughters were included in the adoption program. The bottom line is the president, according to Business Insider, has adopted 700 such children, okay? So,
oh, wow.
There is, I mean, I guess there is some truth in it then, but still, it's not exactly what we thought it was. All right, let me see. I think I have later on today the most pirated movies and the most pirated television shows or recorded television shows. We'll do that in a minute. In the meantime, the finger movements we use to control our smartphones can actually change our brain activity. This according to a study out of Switzerland. The research team used the electroencephalograph, the EEG, to study the sensory motor cortex in the brain, which is triggered by finger movements. Okay, FiscalCenter.com says the results showed that digital technology that we use every day shapes the sensory processing in our brains on a surprising scale. It revealed that people who use smartphone touchscreens show different brain activity from people who use conventional cell phones. The study also found that the more a smartphone is used, the greater activity there is within that region of the brain.
Huh.
Now, but the deal is it's not telling us what it does other than that there's more activity there. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? So I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
The difference between reality and imagination is all in the flow in different regions of the brain. University of Wisconsin-Madison researchers have found that electrical signaling of the neurons in the brain flows up from two different regions of the brain when events are real, and they flow down from those same two regions when you are imagining an event. Hey, now that's pretty interesting, because if you can shift that, then your brain is thinking something really is happening when it's not, huh? Is that where we're going with this? Life Science says the two regions of the brain involved are the occipital and the parietal. Is that right, lobes? Do you know what the other
occipital
lobe is?
Occipital,
I know.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I knew. Anyway, the occipital lobe sits in the lower back portion of the brain, and it contains the visual cortex. And the process, you know, what it does is it will process visual information. The other lobe sits just above the occipital, and its primary function is to integrate sensory information, like vision, but also touch and sound. So electrical signals that flow up from the occipital to this other lobe.
I think it's parietal.
Okay, parietal lobe. Signals the brain is processing real information. Electrical signals that flow down from the parietal to the occipital show the brain is processing imaginary information.
Ooh.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Wow. Okay. So they did mean that, didn't they? Huh. All right, the best songs of the year according to Billboard. Number one, yeah, it'd be Happy. You know, I mean, and that's probably right, isn't it? I mean,
it's so much fun.
Has there been another song, Kevin? What do you think? Has there been another song that really has just, become part of society to that level?
I would say probably no.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Don't Worry, Be Happy was something that people liked. But the thing is, the videos that they did, which showed people doing the song, only caused it to continue to rage on and become viral. Number two is Dark Horse, which I don't think I've ever heard, as a matter of fact, with Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, All of Me, John Legend. That was only played 11 billion times this year. Actually, probably, what, just the last half of the year, because it didn't even come out until the middle of the year. But anyway. And then Fancy by Iggy
Azalea.
Azalea.
Of course, there you go. And then Counting Stars, One Republic. Oh, good. A group I like and the song I know. That's good. As far as the albums are concerned, number one, of course, was Froze. Number two was Beyonce doing Beyonce. And number three was 1989 by Taylor Swift. Turned on the television yesterday. Talk. What's that? Is it called The Talk, where those women sit around?
Oh, sure. Why not?
The Talk or The Chew, or
one. Well, because Taylor Swift was on. I didn't watch it. I just turned it on and went, oh, there's Taylor Swift, and she's on a show with a bunch of women sitting around a table talking, which I guess at 10 o'clock in the morning could be on any network, right?
For someone with her track record, a great track record, mm-hmm. she's got an incredibly good head on her shoulders.
Does she?
Yeah.
Pretty well. She's a pretty good
centered.
Business person,
yeah.
isn't she? And
yeah.
Is, yeah, and is centered. Yeah, that's...
Well, both of her parents, if I'm not mistaken, were bankers.
Ah, okay.
Like, dad was an investment banker.
Okay.
Well, and I took umbrage with someone who said that she became famous and realized, oh, I better behave or this good girl image is going to go away. I'm thinking... people don't just become good. I'm thinking she was a good person, happened to be very talented, and it just followed her, and she said, well, I'm not going to go crazy anyway.
Well, yeah, there's no dark past that people are dredging
right.
up, right? I mean, she didn't misbehave.
Well, nope.
Amanda Bynes did all that. Is that her name?
Bynes?
Yeah, her friend. That's okay, fine. Acting like I knew.
The season is almost over. Time to name your All-Pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an All-Pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Road Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
You've got 30 minutes to get in better shape. And the Super Slow Zone system has that 30-minute plan that they customize for you with the equipment that they have on their location right there on Rock Prairie Road. Give them a call at 693-6100. You go through some questions. You actually try the equipment, and then you set appointments. And you keep those appointments just like you would with a doctor. Again, about 30 minutes. You start twice a week. Then it becomes one time a week. And it's a specially designed program just for you. As I've told you before, there's pieces of equipment there I haven't used in the years that I've been going to Super Slow Zone because that's not part of my personal plan. And you have an instructor who takes you through it. They're right there to set the machines up for you so that it is as efficient as it can possibly be. No lights, no loud music. You don't even have to wear special clothing. Just give them a call and find out how Super Slow can make a difference for you. 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
Come celebrate a night in New Orleans at Messina Hoff Winery as we ring in the new year. Savor a four-course meal, a decadent dessert bar, and a night of dancing. Enjoy an open bar of Messina Hoff's award-winning wines. Go to MessinaHoff.com for pricing and book your reservations today.
About 7 till, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Here's our Taylor Swiftie story. Taylor Swift creeping up on a milestone the Beatles achieved back in 1969. Billboard.com says that her 1989 album... now has 6 weeks of number one in the 200 album chart, which means that Taylor Swift has a total of four consecutive studio albums that have held on to the top spot for 6 weeks or more. The Beatles did it with seven albums in a row, with Beatles 65 to Abbey Road. But Taylor is the first female artist to ever get to this level. She has a total of 30 weeks at number one on the Billboard 200. As far as a female artist goes, that puts her in a tie for second place with Mariah Carey, and the late Whitney Houston remains the champ at 46 weeks. We'll stay in power there. All right, here we go. It's the most illegally downloaded TV shows of 2014. Number eight is Vikings. Number seven is Grey's Anatomy. Number six is Arrow. Number five is Gotham. Number four is How I Met Your Mother. Number three is The Big Bang Theory. Number two is Walking Dead. Number one, at 8.1 million downloads and 7 million viewers, soap opera with swords. And just to give you an idea, Walking Dead is number two at 4.8 million. So almost a factor of two.
Whew.
Means soap opera of sorts. I almost got you. I almost got you a Christmas present. Almost. Didn't, but almost.
What was it?
I was in the Big Blue Monster, and I was getting ready to check out. And right there in the impulse aisle were soap opera sword action figures. So I was going to get you one. Just so you could put it up on your board there. But the thing is, it didn't tell you which one it was.
And I wouldn't know.
Well, okay. So, I mean, that's not right, is it? Actually, I guess I would have gotten it for Patrick rather than you, but nonetheless. All right, let's see. The most pirated movies for 2014, okay? Number 9 is X-Men. Number 8 is The Legend of Hercules. Number 7, Captain America. Number 6, Thor. Number 5, Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Is that right? Smaug.
Yeah, them too. Number 4 is Gravity. Number 3 is RoboCop. Really? Number 2 is Froze. And number 1 is Wolf of Wall Street. And I actually could throw a blanket over the top 4. They're all right between 30 and 29.3 million downloads. Huh. RoboCop.
The new one.
I find that interesting. I saw the original. And do you watch an illegally downloaded movie more than once? I mean,
I've never watched one ever.
Well, I haven't either. I was in
college when it was illegal, but not uncommon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, you don't watch it more than once. I don't watch ones I buy more than once.
Well, I don't even understand that buy thing. I just don't. I mean, I got it with Frozen because that's for kiddos, and you sit around and sing with them and all that kind of stuff. I got that. But, man, I just, let's see. I was looking for DVD sales for last week. Number 1 is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, okay? Kids will watch that a lot. Number 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, I guess, especially if you've got, like, a theater system.
Sure.
To shake the walls, that probably would work. What is Maze Runner? I don't even know that one. Is that
that's a newer one.
All right. Number 4 is Froze, still up there. So, just saying. All right, let's see if you want some more money. Powerball, Saturday, no winner on Saturday night. So, tomorrow night, that's $120 million. There was no winner on Friday for Mega Million. So, tonight, that's $172. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and win that, then I guess that probably would
be an okay Christmas present.
It probably would. When you pop the cork on your New Year's champagne, okay, you may also be holding in your hands the solution to our future energy needs. Japanese scientists have said, go get your car and shake it up. Japanese scientists. I just thought I'd run that at you. Anyway, Japanese scientists have been studying the process that creates champagne bubbles in hope of making electricity-generating power plants more efficient. You see him pushing this giant Alka-Seltzer into this tub of water? I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Anyway, here's how it works. When you uncork a bottle of champagne, the pressure on the liquid is released, and that creates bubbles. And that process, when large champagne bubbles attract molecules from smaller ones, is called Ostwald ripening.
Oh.
Okay. Tech Times tells us the Japanese researchers use champagne bubbles to figure out how to generate the most efficient number of bubbles in electric power plants, which uses the steam from boiling water to drive the turbines to make electricity happen.
Interesting.
Well, I guess so. Japanese.
I wonder if they just toss some Mentos and Diet Coke in there.
That's what I was
thinking. Shake it up. Yeah, let's do it.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's the most exciting event of the season. The Nissan Holiday Event is the perfect time to save on your new Nissan. Right now, get a 2014 Nissan Sentra starting at just $14,830 or 0% interest for 72 months. Don't miss the Nissan Holiday Event at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Discount from vehicle MSRP includes all available rebates and incentives, including Nissan Motor Acceptance Finance. Sale price plus TTML and destination and handling charges. Price plus vehicle options and fees. Sales price based on MSRP $17,830. Model code 12014. Or more at this price.
Bacon!
It's Bacon Day. Just want to remind you. Go celebrate if you want to, or you can make every day Bacon Day if you want to do that.
I do.
Yeah. 2,100 guns found by the TSA at airport checkpoints in 2014 so far.
How stupid do you have to be?
I forgot. Just saying. All right, let's see what else we got here.
I can see a pocket knife.
Possibly. Could happen. Coming up tomorrow, the McCormick flavor forecast, just so you can know what you're supposed to be eating. And the story of the 12-year-old kid in Russia who accidentally turned his school nativity play into a political statement. He was given the role of Joseph in the school Christmas play, but he got mixed up and told his parents he was playing Joseph Stalin. So, mom and dad bought him a uniform and a fake mustache to make him look like the former communist dictator. Nobody caught the mistake until it was too late, and he ended up playing the part of Stalin right there along with Jesus and Mary. Revisionist history, it's everywhere, right?
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
There's a communist Russia joke in there somewhere.
Oh, by the way, a tree that was named for George Harrison died in a California forest last month. The cause?
Beatles.
WTAW, College Station Bride. True story. Fox News.